Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
I'm going to read from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 1, text number 4. I'm just going to read it so you don't have to respond, otherwise it'll take too long. Anarpitam kirim charat runa yavitirna kalo tamarpaitum unavajala unatovajala rasam tabaki shriyam hari priyata sundara duti kandamba sanditaha chadaridya kandare suratao vasachinandanaha. Translation. May the Supreme Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Sachi Devi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost chambers of your heart. Resplendent with the radiance of molten gold, he has appeared in the age of Kali. By his causeless mercy, bestow what no incarnation has never ever offered before, the most sublime and radiant mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love. So please repeat. May the Supreme Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Sachi Devi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost chambers of your heart, resplendent with the radiance of molten gold. He has appeared in the age of Kali. By his causeless mercy, to bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before, the most sublime and radiant mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Saraswatam Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Srinivadi Paskyadhyade Satarane. So I'm happy to have this opportunity to try to say something about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. As it says in the Bhagavatam, that as the birds, they fly in the sky according to their ability, so I can try to explain about Krishna consciousness according to whatever mercy Srila Prabhupada has given to me. And in that way, I could try to become more understanding of Krishna consciousness myself. We have in our society, in terms of our meditation, we have Srila Prabhupada, we have Srila Prabhupada's movement, we have our previous acharyas, going back to the six Goswamis, we have the Panchatattva, and then we have Lord Krishna, Srimati Radharani, and their associates in Goloka Vrindavan. And somehow or another, we have to fit this all together so that Srila Prabhupada becomes part of our daily lives, not only when we have Guru Puja and we have Kirtan, we chant his name, but as Srila Prabhupada once said, that wherever I am, my spiritual master is also there. And because Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada is one of our acharyas, wherever he was, our previous acharyas were also there. And our previous acharyas means that because they were serving the instructions of the six Goswamis. Therefore, within our hearts, the six Goswamis were also there. And all the mercy that the six Goswamis were offering was also there. If one is 100% surrendered with enthusiasm, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Tesham Sadatam Yuktanam Vajantam Priti Purvakam Tadami Buddhiyogam Tam Yena Mam Upayanti Te. After hearing from these great devotees about one subject matter, how wonderful Krishna is, how he's the source of everything, how everything is flowing from him, this is the subject matter for the advanced devotees or for the devotees. And as they make advancement, then they become satisfied. As gradually the awareness of Krishna consciousness develops within one's heart, as gradually the detachment from the things that are agitating us gradually has become aware, not only that we're eternal, but all the things that we're in anxiety about, they gradually disappear. And when they disappear, as we become more receptive, as we can hear the holy name and the glories of Lord Krishna, not only with a peaceful mind, but with a receptive mind, that we want to feel like we're bathing in the happiness of Krishna's pastimes when we hear the holy name. Then it's not only to shanti that we're gradually making advancement, adau shvara tata sara sangra tya bhajana kriya, we're actually going through the stages of development of faith. We're actually becoming more aware of Krishna, tattva-dahai, in truth, and that the process of bhakti is having an effect on our heart. Then, as we become satisfied, then we're munti. As the understanding of Krishna's activities and why he's come here become more clear to us, as Srila Prabhupada writes in the Krishna book, in the beginning, Krishna consciousness is attractive because it's nice. Nice prasadam, nice devotees, nice deities, nice lifestyle. But as we make advancement, that devotional service becomes more clear and more encouraging. And finally, Ramante. We can come to the platform where we're actually in transcendental happiness, the same happiness we can experience that Srimati Radharani and Krishna are experiencing, that their associates are experiencing, that the residents of the spiritual world are experiencing, the same happiness that our Acharya, the six ghosts, the Panchatattva are experiencing, the same happiness that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is experiencing, the same happiness that the six Goswamis are experiencing, the same happiness that our Acharyas are experiencing, the same happiness that Srila Prabhupada is still experiencing. And it's because of their happiness and because of Srila Prabhupada's happiness that we're actually making advancement in Krishna consciousness. We should not think that Srila Prabhupada has left. He's present here in his Murti form. He's present here in his instructions. He's present here in the form of the devotees who are following his instructions. And if we follow those instructions also, then that happiness of Srila Prabhupada will be revealed to us through the devotees, through his Murti, and through following his instructions. And we'll be able to experience that happiness, which is the happiness coming into simple succession, the same happiness that our acharyas are experiencing, that the six Goswamis and the Panchatattva are experiencing, the happiness of feeling separation from the transcendental pastimes of Srimati Radharani and Krishna and their associates in the spiritual world. This is what is raising us and advancing us in devotional service, and indeed, this is what advances our entire society of Krishna consciousness. It is said that Lord Krishna, he had three confidential reasons for assuming the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One of them is he wanted to feel the happiness of Lord Krishna, the same way that Srimati Radharani was feeling that happiness. Lord Krishna is a reservoir of unlimited happiness. When we chant Hare Krishna, Lord Krishna is there with all his happiness. But the question is, how much are we feeling Lord Krishna's happiness? That will depend upon how much we're trying to make Krishna happy when we chant Hare Krishna. If we are like Srimati Radharani, when Krishna is there, her heart is completely 100% dedicated to Krishna's happiness. She only wants that Krishna is happy. Then she feels Krishna's happiness 100%. So what is Krishna's happiness? What is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described as Krishna's happiness for us? Of course, Srila Prabhupada has made it very practical. Serve Krishna's instructions. That will make Krishna happy. That will make Srila Prabhupada happy if we serve those instructions. So what are those instructions? Those instructions, of course, at the beginning is to chant Hare Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna, follow regulated principles of devotional service. That will make Srila Prabhupada happy. That will make Krishna happy. But is that enough? No. Actually, Srila Prabhupada did not stop there. He wanted us to act on the second class platform. He wanted us to become liberated, to act on the liberated platform, so that we ourselves would become liberated. And what is that liberated platform? Try to dedicate everything to Krishna. But practically, what does that mean? Dedicate everything to the service of the spiritual master. But what did Prabhupada want us to do? He wanted us to cooperate with the devotees in a maitri, at least in friendship. And what is that cooperation? That cooperation is Krishneti yasya giritam manasadriyeta dikshanti yat praniti bistra bhajantam isham shushu shaya chabhajanam ananya anya indati sunya ridayam isitalamga labda. There are six loving exchanges. This Hare Krishna movement is an opportunity to explore and experience those six loving exchanges between the devotees. By offering prasad, by learning how to actually accept prasadam, by chanting the holy name, learning how to actually receive the holy name, by offering the gift of pure love of Krishna to others and being willing to accept the gift of pure loving service to Krishna from others. These are the loving exchanges. So for those who are not very advanced in Krishna consciousness, we can accept when they chant Hare Krishna. We accept that as an offering to us, as an offering to Krishna, and we respect them that they're giving us a merciful gift of helping us remember Krishna. But we may not associate with them very intimately because they may not follow very strictly. To those who have fortunate enough to understand the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his gift of pure love for Krishna, then we cooperate with them to spread the Krishna consciousness movement. And what is that Krishna consciousness movement? Yari Deka Tari Kaha Krishna Upadesh Amara Aga Guruhana Tari Desh. Whoever we meet, we try to remember that I'm not meeting a man, I'm not meeting a woman, I'm not meeting my wife or my husband, I'm not meeting my god brother or god sister, I'm not meeting an American or an Indian or whatever else. I am meeting an eternal servant of Krishna. And because I am meeting an eternal servant of Krishna, and because I am trying to become a servant of my spiritual master, therefore my duty is to pray to my spiritual master, to pray to Lord Krishna, to please give me the intelligence so that I can serve this servant of Krishna by helping them become a better servant of Krishna. I can help them revive their eternal loving relation with Krishna somehow or another, that Krishna will give me the intelligence to do this. Then everyone we meet becomes an opportunity to serve our spiritual master, to serve the disciple succession, to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, to give people the gift of their eternal service to Krishna. And if we do that, then we have a mission, a purpose of life at every moment. And how to learn how to fulfill that mission with not only humility, but with greater and greater transcendental discrimination and expertise. That these are the things necessary to expand the Krishna consciousness movement. Therefore, Shushushaya Chabajana Ananya Anya Nindati Sunya Ridayam Itsita Sangalabhya. That we have to take shelter of all the devotees, and especially Srila Prabhupada. Why? We take shelter of all the devotees inasmuch as they've understood the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as revealed to us through the unalloyed service and instructions and heart coming from Srila Prabhupada, who was actually advanced an undeviated devotional service, who spent every moment of his existence distributing Krishna consciousness to others, giving them the gift of Krishna with unparalleled discrimination, so much so he was able to not only by his heart full of love, spiritual potency, attract people, but by his expert discrimination and transcendental expertise, invite people to take up the process of devotional service and actually make tangible advancement, actually experience the love for Krishna to some degree and the awakening of transcendental knowledge within their consciousness so they can understand what the goal of life is and how to achieve it. And Srila Prabhupada had said in his last days that he was visible to us on this planet, when he was asked, who will be the next Acharya? Because after all, that ultimately is the wish of every conditioned soul, to become an Acharya. Everyone wants everyone to follow them, to surrender to them. That's why we've all come to the material world. We want full surrender to every condition, from every other soul. And we're disappointed somehow or another we've not been able to achieve it. Although the conditioned souls within this universe, they're quite determined to do so. Life after life after life. They think they get a little hint from that when the wife seemingly surrenders to the husband, and the husband surrenders to the wife and the children, but actually they're really surrendering to Krishna to some degree. But Srila Prabhupada, when he was asked, who will be the next acharya? He said, all my disciples, all my followers, as much as they follow my instructions, to that extent, they become the next leader. Not that I name anyone as leader. No, the next leader will be as much as we've understood and we follow Srila Prabhupada's instructions, to that extent, every one of us becomes qualified to be the next leader. Of course, Srila Prabhupada has also given us a society with its leadership of the GBC, initiating spiritual masters, temple presidents, God brothers and sisters. So this is also following Prabhupada's instructions to follow that leadership also. But that leadership is meant to give us uninterrupted, unalloyed love for Krishna, to teach us how we can come to that mood, whoever we meet, not only the GBC, not only the temple president, not only our initiating spiritual master, not only our instructing spiritual masters, but every single devotee, how we can become their servants, the servants, and how to become their servants by deeply understanding and accepting the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, the instructions coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, deeply understanding, developing this transcendental discrimination and expertise, so that we can enter into others' hearts and give them something about Krishna. Then, if we're actually a sincere servant of our disciple succession, if we're actually following our authority structure, then we'll be able to awaken within the hearts of others something about Krishna. Then we'll be able to feel Krishna's love. Because this is what actually, if we try to give Krishna's love to others, then we'll be able to experience that love for ourselves. If we want others to understand how wonderful Krishna is, how wonderful his love is, then he'll give us that opportunity to experience it. If we're especially serious about experiencing it for ourselves and giving it to others. Because we cannot. And to understand what it is like to love Krishna. That love for Krishna was most intense, is most intense in the heart of Srimati Radharani, and she's offering that intensity of love for Krishna to everyone through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. When we feel how much Srimati Radharani is loving Krishna, then we can understand our own natural feelings of loving Krishna too. And that is manifested, loving Krishna, by expanding this Krishna consciousness movement. Because this is what Krishna wants. He wants everyone to go back to the spiritual world so they can become happy. Because no one can be happy unless they love Krishna. That is what love means. No one can be happy unless they feel Krishna's happiness and reciprocation. No one can be happy unless they experience how wonderful Krishna's qualities are, and how wonderful Krishna's qualities are manifested in innumerable living entities, unlimited living entities, and especially they're manifested in the Sankirtan movement. So these are said to be the confidential reasons for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission of coming here. But that mission is to spread these confidential feelings and understandings to everyone on this planet, to everyone in this universe. He didn't want to keep them confidential. He wanted them to become a known secret to everyone who's willing to share that secret with others and engage in the Sankirtan movement. So it is not that Srila Prabhupada did not give us everything. He gave us everything and more in one sense. He gave us an opportunity to take part in the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and expand the Hare Krishna movement to everyone's heart in this universe. Or at least, since we're not going to go to Brahmaloka right away, since we're not in Indraloka, since the demigods are not coming to this planet yet, still we're meeting so many devotees every day. We don't have to become some powerful incarnation. We don't have to become a temple president or a GBC. We don't have to become anything other than what we are. Gopi Bharata Parakamalayor Dasa Dasa Anudasa. That's all we have to be. Stane Sita Shutigatam Tanuvang Manobir. Remaining in whatever circumstances we're under, in any circumstance, any situation. But hear from Srila Prabhupada, hear from Srila Prabhupada's representatives, and at the same time, try with our body, with our mind, and with our words, try to serve the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada especially wanted us to distribute books. Why? Because in the words of the Acharyas, in the words of the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the words of Lord Krishna, they're especially imbued and saturated with this karunya, this mercy of trying to freely give love for Krishna to everyone. These books are saturated in an unlimited way with pure love for Krishna in the mood of compassion. And at the same time, anyone who goes out and tries to distribute these books, this pure knowledge of Krishna, by contact with this pure compassion, they also gradually become purified, and some compassion and some love for Krishna will awaken within their hearts also. Because it is such a wonderful opportunity to intensify one's desire that whoever we meet, we try to give them Krishna. What a challenge. People who know nothing about Krishna, to somehow or another be able to present them something about Krishna in a way, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his and Srila Prabhupada and his followers, to be able to somehow or another be given the intelligence, the transcendental potency, the discrimination, the expertise to actually awaken within their heart the desire to take one of these books and accept Krishna to some degree. So this is really the Dhammi Buddhi Yogam Tam, that Krishna is giving us the intelligence by which we and others can come to Him. And what is everyone else's business? Everyone else in this movement, our business is to reveal what's in these books. This movement is a manifestation of the books of Srila Prabhupada. It is meant to create a cultural revolution so that these transcendental vibrations that are in the books of Srila Prabhupada become manifested in this world. They're not simply words, they are the spiritual world. They are the path to the spiritual world. And our business is to manifest those words within this material world so this world becomes a spiritual world. So what does that mean? It means whatever talent we have, whatever abilities we have, whatever knowledge we have, utilize that in Krishna's service. Yukta vairagyam uchite. If we are dancers, then dance for Krishna. If we're singers, then sing for Krishna. If we are eaters of prasadam, then take prasadam for Krishna. If we know how to cook, then cook for Krishna. If we know how to do art, theater, whatever we have, if we're managers, then manage the Sankirtan movement for Krishna. If we have money, then utilize that money for the Sankirtan movement. And if we have knowledge, then tell people about Krishna. In this way, we'll become, just like the iron is put into the fire, we'll become hotter and hotter and hotter. And then one day, we'll just become like fire. Nowadays, we may be trying to walk. And maybe just like a child, he's trying to walk and he falls down. So his parents, they never criticize the small child. Why is he falling down? When I was your age, yeah, it took me 3 times to walk. What family are you from anyhow? That's 5 times. Get with it, kid. You're an embarrassment. No, the beloved child, the parents, they're simply encouraging the child, please walk, try one more time. And then one day, the child will actually walk. Not only he'll walk, but he'll dance, and he'll dance in the Sankirtan movement in pure spiritual bliss. So acting on the second class platform means this Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as given to us by Srila Prabhupada. This will reveal the innermost heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he'll actually be in our heart as we're performing the Sankirtan movement with devotion coming that's been revealed to us by Srila Prabhupada through this Hare Krishna movement. And what will be the result? We'll try to capture everyone's talents and abilities. We'll see everyone as a precious asset to be utilized in the service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission to bring everyone back to Radha and Krishna's pastimes in the spiritual world. Then everyone will be appreciated. One time, Ramaswaru wrote to Srila Prabhupada, because there was some controversy, that Ramaswaru was saying that the book distributors are in the mood of the gopis trying to bring other people to Krishna's lotus feet. And Prabhupada wrote back, he said, yes, he's understood. This is the mood of the gopis. We are actually, this movement is the mood of the gopis. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is imbued with Madhurya Rasa in the mood of the gopis, trying, completely surrendered to do anything and everything to bring people, to bring all of us back to the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna in the spiritual world. So every part of this movement, even the Varnashram Dharma, the transcendental cultural revolution, it is all part of the same movement to bring people back to the spiritual world, back to the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, back to the who can bring us to the lotus feet of Krishna. So as this movement becomes more and more imbued with that mission, then we'll invite everyone. Why just the members of the Hare Krishna movement? Why should only we understand that our movement is to convince people that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that we should bring people to the lotus feet of Krishna. So many other Vaishnav societies, they've also understood them. So why not engage them also in the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as revealed to us through the lotus mouth and example of Srila Prabhupada? Why only the Vaishnavs? Why not all the religious movements? Convince them that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that everyone should utilize whatever assets they have in the Sankirtan movement for this cultural revolution. So this is the mission that Srila Prabhupada has indicated to us. We have to take it step at a time, but it's a big mission. It's actually a mission, as Srila Prabhupada said, to save this misdirected civilization, or so-called civilization. That this movement will actually go down in history as the movement that will save this entire material world. So let us take shelter of Srila Prabhupada, let us take shelter of his instructions, let us take shelter of each other, and actually become Gopi Bharata Pade Kamalayor. Dasa, Dasa, Anudasa. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Any questions? Yes. Oh, here's the...
Thank you for the encouraging class, Maharaj. You mentioned that the books are actually alive and the activities themselves are living. So could you please explain why Lord Chaitanya chose public chanting and dancing as the main method of propagating his movement?
In every Kali Yuga, there's chanting and dancing. There's Sankirtan in every Kali Yuga. And this is a special Kali Yuga, because this is the Kali Yuga where the chanting and dancing is imbued with feelings of separation from Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan, and is imbued with the feelings of trying to bring everyone back to Vrindavan, not only to Vaikuntha, but to the spiritual world of Goloka Vrindavan. The same feeling of complete surrender to Krishna, Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. So in every Kali Yuga, because in Satya Yuga, everyone who had any desire for self-realization was meditating on Radha and Krishna's pastimes, or Krishna's pastimes in the spiritual world. When we say Radha and Krishna, we also mean Lakshmi Narayan and all Krishna's expansions, their pastimes. In Treta Yuga, people became a little lusty and a little greedy, because from lust comes greed. I heard somewhere that they began to eat a little too much prasad. Nice prasad. Can you imagine what the prasad was like in Satya Yuga? So they ate a little too much, and therefore they had to make some offering, some sacrifice, to get free from these material attachments. And therefore sacrifice was recommended in Treta Yuga. And when their hearts were purified by the sacrifice, then naturally their mind could meditate upon Krishna's pastimes. And in Dwarpa Yuga, people became even more attached. They wanted, and therefore, some method of regulating their senses had to be there so their activities could be offered to Krishna. And when their activities were offered to Krishna, then their consciousness would become purified, and then they offer their intelligence to Krishna, and then they became qualified to meditate in trance upon Krishna's pastimes. But in this age, our minds are everywhere. We have no intelligence. We have no understanding of devotion or attraction to it. And therefore, only by the loud chanting of Hare Krishna can we become purified. But in this age, the loud chanting of Hare Krishna will not only purify us, but when it's heard from the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through our disciples' succession, and when it actually enters through that, when it's actually coming from our disciples' succession through the six Goswamis, through the Panchatattva, and when Radha and Krishna are actually being manifested from the spiritual world, then it is a portal to send so many spiritual souls back to the Vaikuntha, or especially to Goloka Vrindavan, and join Radha and Krishna's pastimes there. Is that all right?
Wonderful. Thank you, Maharaj.
Yes, Maharaj.
You talked about how the mood of separation is happy. You were talking about happiness in Krishna consciousness and mentioned the mood of separation. So I was wondering if you could speak a little bit more about how we can understand the mood of separation being happy.
Yes, actually in the pastimes of Lord Krishna, especially as revealed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the pastimes of Krishna are Ladini Shakti. They're full of transcendental pleasure, unlimitedly. And when we feel separation from those pastimes, then they're actually revealed more and more. Therefore, we feel more and more pleasure the more we feel separation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began his pastimes by showing us how to be a good householder, how to be a dutiful Brahmin, how to cultivate knowledge. And then at some point he met Madhavendra Puri, his representative, Ishvara Puri, and he developed some feeling towards the separation from Krishna. And therefore he started the Sankirtan movement and had others join with him. They're all acting on the platform of liberated souls by performing the Sankirtan movement. And that Sankirtan movement, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached how Krishna was the Supreme Personality of Godhead and we should offer everything to Him. And at the end of His pastimes, He showed us love and separation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was walking on the shore of the Jagannath, the beach of Jagannath, Jagannath Puri. And there he saw one hill, the Chataka Parvata. And at once he remembered Krishna and his pastimes on Govardhan Hill. And he recited the verse, how wonderful Govardhan is. He's the greatest of the devotees because he provides to the cows nice grass and in caves for the Krishna's pastimes. And he began to run towards this hill at the speed of the mind. And his body erupted just like, he looked like a kandamba flower. From his pores of his body erupted like kandamba flowers. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is yellow, and therefore his pores of his body looked like flowers erupting. Kandamba flowers, which are also yellow. And then blood and perspiration was flowing simultaneously. And he became stunned in ecstasy. And he fell down on the bank, on the shore of the Jagannath ocean. And his followers were running after him, Brahmananda Bharati, Paramananda Puri, and Bhagavan Acharya, who's lame. They all began to run after him because there was always an anxiety about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's welfare. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell on the ground in ecstasy. And they came, they surrounded him, they were trying to awaken him. And then he awakened to half consciousness, and he said, why have you brought me back here? I went to Vrindavan, and I heard Krishna playing on his flute. And then Srimati Radharani and her cowherd girlfriends, they all came. And they were all very wonderfully dressed, very beautifully dressed. And then they were entering into a cave, and the gopis, they invited me to pick flowers for Srimati Radharani and Krishna. So I was in Vrindavan. I was with Radha and Krishna. And he made this loud sound and brought me back here. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to full external consciousness. And Bhagavan Acharya was there. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, why have you come here? And Bhagavan Acharya said, just to see you dance, my lord, just to see you dance. And then all of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers went to the Jagannath ocean to take their bath. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions, everything about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is filled with this feeling of transcendental separation, of love from Radha and Krishna and their associates in Vrindavan, which is the nature of pure transcendental love and bliss. So there can only be happiness in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement.
One more question?
Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, you mentioned in your lecture book distribution specifically. Is it a difference between Sankirtan, like chanting of the holy names, and book distribution, or is there some advantage to one or the other?
Well, they're exactly the same. Prabhupada's books are written kirtans. They have the name, form, quality, and past tense of Krishna right there before us. And they reveal to us, as much as we're actually surrendered to the books, as much as we surrender, then the books manifest themselves to us. As much as we engage in this movement of the Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to that degree, the books become real to us. They manifest the spiritual world. Then Kataruchi, then we get a taste of the books, then we get a taste of the holy name. The advantage of book distribution is that it's a challenge. The challenge is to become a servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. That whoever we meet, we try to tell them about Krishna. So people who have no idea about Krishna, people who have no interest about Krishna, sometimes people who are averse to Krishna, somehow or another, we're praying to Krishna, we're hoping to Krishna, we're praying for the intelligence, how to give people Krishna in the form of these transcendental literatures. Therefore, Krishna, when he sees our desire, then he reciprocates by giving us more and more transcendental potency, by giving us more and more transcendental intelligence, how to accomplish that. But anyone, in any service, if that's our mood, if that's our attitude, then Krishna very happily will give us more and more intelligence, more and more transcendental potency to perform those services also. So therefore, Prabhupada said, the best service is book distribution. He also said the most fortunate people are those who are worshipping the deities. He also said this education of these children is the most important service in our movement. So everything is equally important as much as we take it seriously and apply it within our lives. So there's one more question. Something about Srila Prabhupada said that 50% of his mission has been accomplished by establishing ISKCON. Remaining 50% is to reestablish Vanashram Dharma and cow protection farming. Please update. From Dasa Dasa. Vanashram Dharma, Prabhupada mentioned. It's certainly mentioned throughout Srila Prabhupada's books. But in order to establish Vanashram, we first have to establish the Sankirtan movement. Otherwise, even we made a king amongst ourselves, who would the king rule? Even we had Shudras amongst ourselves, but what would they do? They'd do the same thing. They'd go on book distribution, become the temple president, whatever else. So we have to expand this Sankirtan movement to a much greater degree so that we actually establish a class of people in this world who actually appreciate the devotees but cannot quite understand what is the purpose of the Sankirtan movement completely. But they're willing to serve the devotees because they have that much appreciation that the devotees, at least they know how to eat. They know how to farm. They know how to cooperate with each other. They know they have something special. They know how to rule over others. They have this intelligence coming from Krishna. And although they themselves may not understand the value of chanting Hare Krishna and following all the regular principles, they appreciate the devotees enough to surrender to the Vanashram system, which will be conducted by the devotees. But first we have to become more powerful devotees. We have to become a more powerful movement. We have to become so powerful and so pure, so conscious, that people actually accept us in that way. Srila Prabhupada said, first they'll laugh at us, then they'll attack us, then they'll love us. So, I don't know which, we may be in different stages, in different parts of the world, but we have to come to the stage when they'll actually love us, and then they'll love to follow our instructions, including Varnashram. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Samaveda Bhaktivinoda ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Madhava ki jai. Gauranga.
He's expert.
I'm in the last one week.
He's very expert.
Oh.
You're.